This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny, live from our Half Street Studios, Southeast DC by Nats Park. Locked in with you until 6:30 this evening. Taking you up to our NBA draft special programming ahead of the Wizards being on the clock at number 10. We're live on 106.7 all over the DMV on our flagship, and we welcome in our Richmond audience now on AM 910 and FM 105.1 in the capital of the Commonwealth. Let's get to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app by visiting BetQL.com. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, is with us. He was writing quite a bit yesterday, like so many folks were who were covering and following the hearings. The House Oversight Committee grilling Roger Goodell wanted to ask questions of Dan Snyder. He was a no-show as expected, but he is going to be subpoenaed for whatever that's worth, and it might not be very much. Let's talk to Mike about that. Mike, thanks for the time. How are you?
Hey, doing great, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, man.
Well, we wanted to get you on because this is your wheelhouse and the expertise with your background on these types of hearings. So let's just start with your takeaways, what you thought of kind of yesterday's proceedings.
Well, it's depressing more than anything else to see how at odds we are as a country, to see how the Democrats are speaking one language and from one planet and the Republicans are speaking a different language from a different planet. There was so much of that talk about why are we doing this? Why are we here? Why are we using taxpayer money? You know who didn't say that? The commissioner didn't say that. Not that he was in a position to, but the NFL understands that you get scrutiny when you have a broadcast antitrust exemption that allows you to sell the TV rights to your games in bulk and avoids having the league splinter into two or three different leagues. The people who can actually make money off of their TV rights and the teams that just flat out can't. And it's a big deal in America. It's the one thing that pulls millions of people together at the same time. So the whole idea that Congress shouldn't be messing around with this is kind of tired and exhausting, really, because somebody needs to hold the NFL accountable. Somebody needs to ask tough questions. And the idea that, well, times are tough, gas prices are high, whatever, well, does that mean that people should just get a pass when they've done stuff they shouldn't have done? No. So that part of it was just kind of wearisome for me. But as to the stuff that Goodell said, nothing came out that was unexpected. Nothing was surprising. He does a great job, and this is one of the reasons why he makes $64 million a year. He does a great job of navigating through these situations, even when there's follow-up questions that press him for an answer. He knows how to keep talking without really saying anything. He did a good job of that yesterday. And, the biggest news was they're going to subpoena Daniel Snyder, and we'll see how – well, we won't see – in the same way, because it won't be televised live. It'll be a deposition. But eventually we'll see the transcript and see whether or not he held up under questioning. Goodell ultimately did.
So, Mike, you think Dan Snyder will eventually have to testify? To me, this was just another case for lawyers to get paid to, you know, keep him out of the country for a while and not get served and then eventually, you know, try to resist the subpoena, et cetera, and fight it tooth and nail. You think he will have to testify?
I think the harder you fight, the more determined the NFL, not the NFL, but the more determined Congress becomes. They want his testimony. They're going to get his testimony. Now, the clock is ticking. If and when the Republicans take control of the House again, that'll pull the plug on this investigation. So they have basically through the end of the year to try to do something with this. And I take the chairperson of the committee at her word that she's going to subpoena the guy. She's got the power to do it. I don't know what the rules are for serving a subpoena in France. If if that's where Snyder continues to be in his super yacht, maybe his stay there will be extended indefinitely. But at some point, he's got to come home. At some point, he's going to be in a position to get served. And I think at some point, he's going to have to come answer some tough questions about the past. It was sad and humorous yesterday, the effort by the management of the team, the upper levels of the team, basically Dan, but also his wife Tanya and team president Jason Wright, that letter they sent to the team employees saying, gee, why don't we get more credit for what's happened over the last 2 years? Why is all this criticism happening? It's making people feel bad about working for the team. Well, look, we got to find out what happened. We don't know what happened. We know things improved because they had to, otherwise they were going to make him sell the team. What happened to get to the point where we now are? And hopefully that transparency will eventually happen for the Commanders and for the NFL.
Yeah, I heard someone mention basically that the team didn't make a statement yesterday about the hearings, and I thought, well, sure they did. The letter that they sent their employees that Adam Schefter did some great journalism to somehow get his hands on, that's their statement, right? I mean, it came out shortly after those employees got it in their email inbox.
They weren't digging around in anybody's dumpster to get that one. They wanted him to put that out there. They want that out there. Look, that's consistent with the message that they've been trying to push. They've got PR people working for them. They're trying to push that message. Why don't we get more credit for what we've done over the last 2 years? It's not about what you've done over the last 2 years. It's what you did. It's what happened. We still don't know what happened. We still should know what happened. And I think that I don't know how confident I am the NFL is going to change their tune. They're still dug into this goofy idea that the only way you can grant anonymity to current or former employees who cooperated in the investigation is to hide all of the findings and the facts and recommendations. It's just ludicrous. And Jamie Raskin did a great job yesterday of exposing how ludicrous that is, because the NFL in the Miami Dolphins bullying scandal of nearly a decade ago specifically found a way to keep people's names out of it. They didn't want their names in it. There's a way to do it, not just brushing it all under the rug. The NFL, for its own purposes, wants this all brushed under the rug and left there.
Yeah, well, wanted to ask you about the redaction differences between that Dolphins report and the Commanders report, where ultimately one of the Congress people said to Goodell, hey, that's not correct. They asked for anonymity in the Dolphins report as well. It states it here on page whatever. What he has essentially said is he's protecting people that don't want their name out there in the Washington situation. The reason that they had a written report with the Dolphins in 2014 was that those same requests for anonymity weren't made. He also said yesterday that in my business, redactions just don't always work. What's your thought on that?
I just think he's trying to prop up a bogus, ludicrous, disingenuous, and offensive to the average intelligence of the average person position aimed at protecting themselves. They're making it look like they're protecting all these individuals. They are protecting themselves. They don't want this out there. They don't want, whether it sets a precedent that can be used against future owners when there's a disgruntled employee who makes a complaint, and the next thing you know, there's an investigation. The next thing you know, they look under a rock and they find a silver bullet and that owner has to sell, or whether there's other names like John Gruden's that would get implicated in the full range of emails that potentially could be released. They want to hide everything, and they are using this grant of anonymity as a way to justify hiding everything. And it is flat wrong. And at one point, I feel like somebody was making some progress in this regard. And again, Goodell is very skilled at stonewalling. While he's engaging in what feels like a normal human interaction, he's very good at avoiding the topic and keeping it from getting drilled down to the bottom line. But why not go back to every employee who was interviewed and who specifically requested anonymity and ask them, is it okay if we simply use a different name for you? We don't know that anyone has said, oh, the only way that I'm going to be protected is if you never publish any of the information that I give you. We don't know if anybody's ever said that. And you know what? If one person said it, and just leave their information out of it altogether, if that's what it comes down to. It's always felt incomplete. It's always felt rushed. It's always felt like we're getting a snow job here, that they're trying to use this idea of we have to protect the employees without really getting to the bottom of, number one, is this the extent of the protection that they wanted? And number two, how many of them actually want this kind of protection? There's a chance none of them do.
Mike Florio with us here from Pro Football Talk, breaking down what we saw yesterday. A giant circus on Capitol Hill, only a few blocks away from where we're broadcasting right now. Mike, so one of the things I thought was interesting, I actually thought this was brilliant by Goodell. It bothered me and insulted my intelligence, speaking of along that stuff, but I thought it was brilliant how he did it. He said, oh, of course we agree. It was really bad. It was really toxic. It was super bad, you guys. Everyone agrees to that, but we punished him. The punishment's already done. And that, of course, makes everyone with half a brain incredulous that, you know, he said, we punished Dan Snyder's been held accountable. Meanwhile, Snyder's attorney, the instant, we thought last year that he was suspended or at least was going to face a fine, released a statement saying, no, Snyder wasn't fined. Snyder's not suspended. The team is. Snyder can do whatever he wants. He's volunteering to step aside. So we even felt worse about it then. We know he hasn't been punished. That's the whole exercise. That's kind of what you're talking about. But I thought that tactic by Goodell was really good.
Oh, look, I remember July 1 of last year when they announced this, and it was the perfect day to do it. It was a Thursday heading into a four-day 4th of July weekend. They had from Thursday to Tuesday before anybody was going to pay attention. There was the threshold question, is he suspended? Is it voluntary or involuntary? Never a clear answer there because Snyder's people pushed back on that. Then, when can he come back? Whenever he wants to, or does he need the commissioner's approval? The Post reported he needs the commissioner's approval. Shefty, dutiful sort of employee of the league that he is, pushes the commissioner, not the commissioner, but Snyder's lawyer's version that that's false. Snyder can come back whenever he wants. And we still don't know. We still don't know whether or not he's back. The commissioner used the ultimate perjury safe harbor by saying, to the best of my knowledge, Dan Snyder has not resumed his day-to-day operations. Well, you know what? Goodell said back in March at a press conference at the conclusion of the league meetings, Snyder hasn't resumed his day-to-day operations. The Washington Times the next day said, oh, no, he has. He has indeed resumed his day-to-day operations. The NFL declined comment when I asked him about it at the time, and now Goodell's using that to the best of my knowledge in the event that Snyder really has. Wouldn't you want to know if you've punished this guy and you want this punishment to stick and there's a chance that he is blatantly violating the terms of the punishment, giving you the middle finger in the process, wouldn't you want to know whether or not he's truly back to his day-to-day job? And that, to the best of my knowledge, was put into Goodell's statement that he read at the beginning of his testimony, deliberately and specifically, I believe, to keep him from ever being accused of lying to Congress, because he doesn't know and he doesn't want to know whether or not Snyder is back in his day-to-day role.
So, Mike, you mentioned the John Gruden lawsuit going forward. I think that may be one of the more impactful things that maybe not everyone is talking about here. I think, a potential deposition, once the league's desire for none of this stuff to go forward was dismissed by a judge, John Gruden's got a lot of sway right here in kind of what happens next to Snyder and company. What are your thoughts there?
Oh, you're absolutely right, but here's what's going to happen. A final order denying the league's effort to push John Gruden's case into its in-house, what I call secret rigged kangaroo court, because it is. It's in-house arbitration. The commissioner or his designee preside over it. The commissioner gets to decide whether or not the league's in trouble, whether or not a team's in trouble, whatever the case may be. It's ridiculous, and that's offensive to the average intelligence, to the average person. So once a final order is entered, then the clock ticks on the NFL's appeal rights to the higher courts in Nevada. There's a couple different levels there that it may have to work through. Then the NFL will try to appeal, undoubtedly, if it keeps losing, to the U.S. Supreme Court, even though very few cases that get submitted to the U.S. Supreme Court are even taken up. It slows the process down. It bogs it down. The NFL did that with the St. Louis relocation litigation. Threshold question, St. Louis should have to arbitrate. They fought and fought and fought. It took multiple years to resolve that. So you're right. If ultimately this case goes forward, Roger Goodell is going to have to testify. Dan Snyder, if he's still owning the team at the time, will have to testify. But that's years down the road before it gets to that point. Because I guarantee you the NFL is going to do everything it can to delay that day as long as possible by appealing the order that the case must go forward and can't go to arbitration for as many appeals as they can get away with.
Pro Football Talks, Mike Florio here on Grant and Danny in D.C. What's your feel on where we are on the quest for 24 of 32 owners to be done with Dan Snyder? And I would assume we're probably not close to 24. At this point, does that mean we can never get there, or does there have to be some type of smoking gun? Because that seems to be the only path here. Goodell made it pretty clear yesterday. It's not his job to remove him. He can't remove him. The other owners have to, and he doesn't seem willing to even have that conversation with owners to try to swing the pendulum in that direction.
He wasn't asked the right question. He was almost asked the right question. He was asked, will you remove Daniel Snyder? And his answer was, I don't have that power. But he does have the power to initiate the process. Under the NFL's constitution and bylaws, if the maximum permissible fine, in his estimation, isn't sufficient to rectify conduct by an owner, he can refer it to the NFL's executive committee for consideration as to whether or not the owner should be removed. And yes, at the end of the day, it takes 24. Here's the problem. A couple of problems. One, Snyder will be as litigious as anyone has ever been if you try to push him out. We already know how litigious he is. You try to push him out, he's not going voluntarily. He's going to hunker down. He's going to take every page out of the playbook of a former D.C. resident who aspires to come back at some point and not go and throw every obstacle he can in the path of anyone who's trying to make him go. Then on top of it, they have to worry about what he knows and what he can say, whether through information that could get leaked from the investigation, like the Gruden emails. And there are people who think that it was Snyder, not Goodell, that gave those emails to the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal to really make it untenable for Gruden to continue as coach of the Raiders. Who else could be brought down by anything from the investigation? Who else could be brought down by anything else that Daniel Snyder may know based on 20 plus years of NFL ownership? See, that's the problem. It's not 31 choir boys plus Daniel Snyder. There are others out there, and I'm not going to say there are others who are exactly like Daniel Snyder, but there are others out there who have to worry about someone scratching, someone peeling layers on the onion. And that's part of, I think, the hesitation to move on Daniel Snyder. And I think they'd hope quietly and secretly that maybe, you know, the federal government takes care of it for him. He gets prosecuted for something. Isn't it funny that the financial irregularities did not come up at all yesterday? I think that tells you maybe they've decided that there really isn't anything there. Or it would have come up with Goodell at some point if there was any reason to believe that someone like Snyder was shorting the money that should go to the NFL from the revenue that came through the cash registers at FedEx Field.
I hadn't thought of that point, Mike. You're 100% right. Unless maybe, and tell me this if this is stupid, they're leaving that because they've turned that over to various attorney generals and Department of Justice, right? Is there a chance maybe they didn't want to touch it there because their investigations are ongoing, or no?
I think it's possible, but at some point in that questioning yesterday, you'd think that one of the members of Congress would have sought a guarantee from Roger Goodell that if there was any truth to that allegation, that Snyder would definitely be removed. But again, it just shows you how difficult it is. That 5-minute clock starts ticking. It's very contentious. You've got somebody ready to tell you that your time's expired. You've got a witness who is very good at slipping through your fingers and chewing up time without it being obvious. I'm telling you, the guy is very, very skilled. And I thought he was going to encounter some issues. It's one thing to go to a press conference and get asked a question by one reporter, give a non-answer, and wait for a different reporter to ask you a different question about a different topic, and you never get faced with, sorry, you didn't answer my question. Even though he dealt with that yesterday, he knows how to kind of innocently and innocuously talk in circles long enough to just buy time. And it may have been that someone was going to ask about it, but nobody ever got to that question on their outline because they couldn't get past the first 3 or 4 topics because he was so damn good at chewing up time and keeping them from getting there.
Yeah, you got to give him a decent grade for what he wanted to accomplish yesterday for sure. Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Check out his work on all his platforms. Does a really good job covering the NFL. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Mike.
You.
Thanks, guys.
Be well. Mike Florio here on Grant and Danny on The Fan. Next, today at Audi Field, they had a big announcement where they made it clear that the MLS All-Star Game was going to be right here in D.C. next summer. That's exciting. So we wanted to celebrate. We're going to play a game. You think we don't talk enough about soccer? You're wrong. Danny.
We do the Sounders report after all, don't we?
We do the Sounders report. That's absolutely. Right. Is going to be grilled next.
Oh, man.
We've put together a list of names. Are they MLS All-Stars or are they male models? The game's going to be called MLS All-Stars or Male Models.
MLS All-Stars or Male Models.
We'll play next on G&D.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Double play comes your way at 3:45, 18 minutes from right now. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. What do you got for your double play today?
I finally saw Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness as it came to Disney Plus last night, so I watched it last night.
Attaboy. My only frustration, and you're just making chicken salad here,
yep,
with you watching these movies at home and then being underwhelmed largely by most of them, is the theater experience is just better with a lot of these films,
I would say.
But that's my only annoyance.
Yep.
It would be great if you were at movie theaters every now and then, mm-hmm, but I get how we got
when here. When I go to movie theaters, I see the new Jurassic thing.
I know what you are. I know what you're not.
2 out of 10.
You're not a theater goer. Double play for me is going to be a brand new flavor of ice pop that's disgusting. So we'll get into that.
We've reached the end, by the way, of our functional inventions.
I guess there are no more good ice pop flavors. That'll be my hint.
That's your takeaway.
On what the flavor is going to be. But let's play a little game.
Here we go.
Fire it up, Darius. It is time for a very timely game, actually. A game that today, more than any other day, works here on Grant and Danny. The game is called MLS All-Star or Male Model. Danny is our contestant today. So we're playing this game because the All-Star Game is coming to the nation's capital.
Oh, yes.
Let's clap it up for the MLS.
MLS.
A year from right now, Audi Field. I guess it's August of next year. The All-Star Game will be here, so maybe we'll be there. Nobody knows.
Will we? Really?
Very possible. Why not? It's a big event. You and I could go broadcast from over there.
Oh, I'd feel like such a fraud.
Well, it'd be a fun time.
So you're like, the guy that got zero correct on that quiz is broadcasting from Audi Field?
What's your level of confidence in your knowledge of MLS All-Stars or male models?
Zero. And I'm not doing a bit. You could see I've got my hands are free. I've got no phone, no computer. I won't know any of these names on either side. I'm going to be guessing on each and every one.
All right, so Ryan, I need you to keep score of Danny's shooting percentage here. All right, so let's start. How about an easy one first? We'll give you a really easy one.
Are there any easy ones, though?
This one is very easy. David Gandy. Is David Gandy a male model, or is David Gandy a well-known MLS All-Star?
I have not heard of either, or I've not heard of David
Gandy. There's
only
one
name. Well, I'm saying I haven't heard of David Gandy the model. I haven't heard of David Gandy the soccer player. I'm going to guess David Gandy is a model.
David Gandy is a male model, ladies and gentlemen.
There we go. I don't know what he looks like.
Danny Ruye is one for one.
I'm sure he's
handsome. See how easy this game is?
This is such an easy game. I'll get that Ryan false confidence going.
How are you feeling right now after making your first shot?
Again, these are all going to be guesses.
Okay.
I need to reiterate that.
Here's one.
Yep.
Jakardi Sykes. Is Jakardi Sykes a MLS All-Star or a male model?
Now, this is based on the previous one being a male model. And I can't imagine you're going two male models out of the gate. So I'm going to say he's a soccer player. Plays in the MLS.
You're wrong.
Damn it.
Jacardi Sykes is a male supermodel.
He threw over there twice. You know what I mean? He picked off first twice.
You I didn't think he'd do a third time. You're like, okay, well, now he's definitely got to throw home.
I want you to keep in mind, I've never heard of him.
It's fine. You don't have to.
Okay.
All right, I got another one for you here. Alexis Chaparro. Is Alexis Chaparro an MLS All-Star or a male supermodel?
There's no way he goes three supermodels in a row to start. There's no way. Alexis Chipotle is a soccer player.
Alexis Chaparro is a male supermodel.
Unbelievable.
You are 1-2, my guy.
This is ridiculous. The next guy has to be a soccer guy.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yep. Unless the bit is they're all models.
That could be the bit.
Damn it.
Ricardo Pepi.
Pepi, I think, is on the men's national team. He's a young player. He's tall. He's a good finisher. That's a goal scorer. That's a soccer player.
Wrong.
Damn it.
I'm just kidding. You're right.
Yeah.
Ricardo Pepi, FC Dallas forward.
Now, I couldn't tell you who he plays for.
MLS All-Star.
I know he plays for Team USA, and that's what matters.
Is that the same guy that plays for Team USA?
I think he's a Team USA player. He's a young player.
Ricardo Pepi.
He's really good.
Very good. How about Alex Roldan? Alex Roldan. Is Alex Roldan an MLS All-Star or a male supermodel?
Male supermodel.
Wrong again.
Damn it.
Let's bring in Ryan here for a little update on how Danny is faring to this point in our game, MLS All-Star or male supermodel.
Yeah, not great, Danny. Sorry. But so far, you are 2-3, or two wins, three losses.
That'd be 2-5.
I think I'm
2-5.
I think I'm 4 losses in there, dude.
No. It's you're
just 2-5?
Two for five.
You're doing better than you thought
That's
you were,
than
Danny.
I thought, I've heard of Pepi.
You're batting .400, so not bad.
And you started with a great guess on David Gandy.
Yeah, David Gandy's a model, man.
All right, how about Malik Bodian? Is Malik Bodian a male supermodel or an MLS All-Star?
That's a model.
You think?
Nope. I don't know. Yeah, model.
Hand model, face model, leg model?
He does feet. He's a foot model.
I don't know what kind of model he is, but most importantly, he is a model.
There, nailed it.
You are back to .500.
Yep.
Look at you, 3-3. He's like the Commanders trying to go to 4-3 in week 7.
The my thing about it is, I'm guessing I really am.
Walker Zimmerman. Is Walker Zimmerman a male model or an MLS All-Star?
Walker Zimmerman sounds like an MLS guy that I'm supposed to, like MLS people are like, yeah, he plays in the MLS. And they're like, hey, how could you not know that? Walker Zimmerman, man. He plays for FC Bayern, Dallas United, Utah.
Walker Zimmerman, Nashville SC.
Nailed it.
Defenseman.
Nailed it.
4-3, bro.
Yep.
The Commanders are in the playoff mix right now.
Oh, man.
By the way, what is SC? If FC is football club, what is SC? Or is this their position?
I'm going to guess it's soccer club, but I can verify
that
here.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. If you're asking me what it is, it's the thing they need to stop doing. Stop trying to pretend you're like a European thing.
Hold on. Why are they calling themselves soccer club if some of these are calling themselves football club? So some of the teams are SC and some are FC?
I don't know.
Yep. Looking at it right here. Nashville Soccer Club. That is a thing.
You should just be the name of the city and then a mascot. Just do that. It's very simple. We've got our way of doing it. Just do it that way.
There's so many Uniteds.
So many FCs and Uniteds and United FCs. And it's all dumb.
Edward Atuesta.
Atuesta. Model.
Edward Atuesta.
Model. International model. Handsome. No body fat.
He is handsome, I'm sure. Because he runs around a lot on the pitch.
Damn.
No meat on those bones.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles FC midfielder, my guy. Ottawa. I'm going to spell it for you. Ottawa, which is like the place in Canada.
Right, the Senators.
Kwame like Brown.
Model.
You're right.
Nailed it.
Today, we found out that the MLS All-Star Game is coming to the nation's capital next year. So we're playing a game. Danny's trying to figure out if these names are MLS All-Stars or male models. I'll give you a couple more. Noah Mills.
Detective Mills. Was in the movie Seven. That's got nothing to do with this. Noah Mills is a model.
Why do you say that?
I have never heard of him, and I'm guessing.
But you've never heard of any of the soccer players either.
Except for Pepe. But yeah, that's right.
Noah Mills is a male model. Can I say that you've actually crushed the male model?
I've gotten way more than I thought.
You have four male models out of six, and you've got, I think, one out of four on the MLS All-Star.
I think I've guessed male. After the first five were male models, I think I've just guessed male model every time.
Is that what you've been doing? How about...
I'm just filling in C on the Scantron.
Diego Rossi.
Oh, dude, Diego Rossi is a total MLS guy.
You think?
I don't know.
Los Angeles Galaxy forward.
Yeah.
Diego Rossi. And I'll give you one more here. When I pause like this, it's me trying to just work on the
build
pronunciation.
The tension. Yeah.
No, it's not even a Regis Philbin bit. It's me trying to work on the pronunciation in my head. Pedro Galis.
Oh, Pedro Galis. Galis?
Pedro Galis.
Galise? I haven't said model in a couple ones. I'll say model.
Wrong.
Damn.
Orlando City Soccer Club. By the way, they're the soccer club, not the football.
The Orlando.
All right, Ryan, back to you for the scoreboard. In third place, Aaron in blue, 252 points. Mo Global Guts, my favorite. In second place, Nikki in purple. All right, what do you got?
Danny's killing it right now. He's right now sitting at 7 wins and 5 losses.
No.
Yes. Yes.
He's not counting all my losses.
Yes, I am.
I think he's short like 3 losses.
Are you saying Ryan would be wrong? He never is wrong.
There's a 1% chance that Ryan's wrong.
I'm counting all these up right here.
So, you know what we'll do? We've done 12. I'm going to rapid fire do a few more. We have to see what the Commanders' record's going to be this year.
Get to 17?
Based on how you do.
Okay,
so
here we go.
7-5 right now. They got a shot. Make the playoffs.
They didn't start off as good as we would have liked.
We need 5 more here. Okay, ready?
Here we go.
Fisher Smith.
Soccer.
Wrong. They just lost an important game to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go Sean O'Pry.
That's a soccer guy.
Sean O'Pry?
Sean Opry.
Wrong. 2-game losing streak. Carson Wentz is throwing picks all over the place.
This feels on brand.
So as soon as we said this was about the Commanders' record, now it's just falling apart. 7-7. Okay, let's go.
Everything we need is in this room, okay?
Jacob Zimmy.
Zimmy. Soccer.
Oh, the Commanders are falling apart. 3 straight losses. That was Antonio Gibson. They were up 3 points. They had the football. They're trying to ice the game.
He put one on the deck.
He put a ball on the carpet.
Oh, no.
With 1:26 to go, it got returned for a touchdown. So what are we right now? Are there 7-8?
That's a 3-game losing streak, yeah.
Yeah, we're on 7-8 right now. Not good.
All right, we got 2 games left. Jesus David Murillo.
All right, can this be a soccer guy, for God's sakes? Soccer.
Los Angeles FC defenseman. By the way, the only pronunciation I got from Ryan was that he told me it wasn't Jesus, it was Jesus. Not a bit. It says Jesus David Murillo, and next to Jesus, it says Hey Zeus written out.
Greetings, Zeus.
All the other ones, he's nothing. This one, he's like, just so you know, it's not Jesus.
What's up, Zeus? That was actually me, because I didn't want you to say Jesus.
Well, I appreciate that. it would have been funnier and better if it was Ryan, but I'll take it. All right, so is this one left?
Yeah, this is it. This is for your wild card
500?
Spot. Yeah.
This Playing is actually massive, because isn't Jacksonville...
Week one,
so this would not be Jacksonville.
Well, this is week 18 for Carson Wentz here.
Oh, I see what you're doing. This is him with the Colts and trying to beat Jacksonville. I see what you're doing. This is huge because Rivera is either going to have 3 losing records in a row or he's going to be able to claim all offseason. We're a winning team, okay? Look at us. So we just had a winning. We won a division in year one, and now we're a winning team again.
Change your culture around, okay? I'll draw you a map.
Whatever we decide to do this week, we're going to decide to do.
Boom. Think about that.
Rodolfo Pizarro
is an international male model.
Ron Rivera's been here 3 years, and he's had three losing seasons.
Oh, come on!
That is Commanders-y in that it completely came apart at the seams down the stretch.
We lost, what, was it 5 of 6?
8-9 for the Danny-led Commanders. That's how we play. MLS All-Star.
That game's impossible.
Male supermodel. The All-Star game is coming to Audi Field next summer. Double play is next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. We're blitzing at 4 o'clock and at 4:25 in honor of Dan Snyder. We'll try to figure out what the most petty things we've ever done are. This is The Fan. Tonight, the NBA draft comes your way. The Wizards have the 10th pick. We will give you some insight and analysis on what the Wizards might do as we continue today. Tony Massenburg, little State of the Wizards Union, at 5 o'clock with us, an hour and 15 minutes from right now. And at 6, Chris Caputo, who is the new head coach at GW of their basketball team. He was at Miami working under Larrañaga, former Mason assistant under Larrañaga as well. But they played a plethora of the best players in the country, including the guy that Woj is reporting is going number one, as well as the guy that Woj is reporting is going number three. So we'll get some scouting reports on some of the best players in this draft and in the country from Chris Caputo of GW when he joins us today on Grant and Danny at 6. But it is time right now for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Brought to you by GovSmart, intelligent IT solutions for government. Visit govsmart.com.
I love Doctor Strange. One of my favorite characters. So I wasn't a huge comic book guy as a kid. I just didn't really do that as often. I loved, you know, dorky material. Obviously, a Star Wars fan, Lord of the Rings, and all that kind of stuff that gave me my background and founding as a giant adult dork walking among regular human beings. And now, of course, the dorks have won. We have nothing but, you know, Marvel movies every 6 weeks and, you know, all the comic book stuff wins. But one of the comics I did read in addition to Batman was Doctor Strange. I loved the idea that he was just this regular smart dude who was kind of an abrasive jerk, had to be humbled, and I just kind of loved the character. I've always kind of liked it. I think the first Doctor Strange was one of the most underrated movies in the entire Marvel universe. It was really, really good. Never doesn't get the credit it deserves. This new one, Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, it was fine. I'm not mad I saw it. I'm not like angry. It's not as terrible as like the Jurassic thing was, but it was just okay. And I wanted it to be so great because I love this character. I have such an appreciation for him. He's so cool. It's just sometimes he forgets that he has awesome powers in certain moments, or like it's just inconsistent what they can do with him and his magic. I thought it was fine. It's worth watching, especially now that it's on Disney Plus. Probably a 6 out of 10 carbohydrates. You know, I was entertained. It was fun. But it's just not what I wanted. I wanted it to be awesome, and it wasn't, GP. I feel like we underutilized that whole multiverse component of it. I think shows like Loki, for example, did a better job with it than this one did.
So I saw it within the first couple days of it coming out. I think I probably liked it more based on your thoughts on it, in that I thought it was a pretty fun ride. I'd also just read a really good book called Dark Matter, which was about the multiverse.
Multiverse stuff, yeah.
And hopping into all these multiverses and every decision in your life leading you through these doors. And there's some other version of you somewhere based on doing the opposite of what you did. So I was kind of into that as a like entertainment category based on the book I just read. And then randomly I went and saw this movie and kind of got a kick out of it for that reason. It's not really for me, as you know. Like
right.
Doctor Strange is a little bit more out there than some of the other Marvel stuff that is a little bit more grounded and believable, I'd say. But having said that, I liked it. It was fun. It's a couple hours. There was popcorn involved, so I enjoyed it. But I keep reiterating that a lot of these movies are better in theaters.
Mm.
And that doesn't mean that a movie can't be good at home. And in fact, if it's not good at home, then it's probably just not that good. But all of these movies, I think people would enjoy more if the experience was better. It's the equivalent. It's not any different, honestly, in my opinion. It's like having great steak brought home to you from a restaurant and you eat it at your house.
Or going to a Caps game versus watching on TV.
It's similar.
Yeah.
But like, to me, you go to a restaurant, you get a great meal prepared. The service is really good. The ambiance, everything there. The experience is awesome. You eat this delicious piece of meat right off of their grill versus you bring it home in the styrofoam box and you put it and you heat it up and you get it on the table. It's just a different thing. So I've noticed that now as this is an option. Sometimes right away, but other times within a few weeks or a couple months, They're like, you got to see this movie. It's great. It's great. It's great. And then someone sees it and like, eh, it was fine. It's like, I just had a different experience, I guess, you know, than you did. Now, this is not necessarily that, because I think no one is standing on the table or going to the mattress for this. But I think you're going to have more of that as people debate movies moving forward. How'd you see it? When did you see it?
So the first one was so the mind-bending kind of shots that they had, where cities were folding on themselves and all these really creative, unique type stuff. It had like Matrix elements to it. This one was it was supposed to be this big multiverse component where everything was going to be different every time. And you just kind of met some of the same people and you sort of hopped through dimensions and it was kind of the same. And it felt like a little bit of a letdown to me.
It is time for my double play. From CNN Business, a Canadian ketchup brand has launched an unusual twist on a popular summer treat: ketchup-flavored popsicles. The French Sickle, a unique offering from French's Ketchup, is available in select pop-up locations until Thursday, according to a news release from French's. The popsicle was created in collaboration with Happy Pops, a Canadian ice pops brand focused on natural, gluten-free ingredients. Quote, "I love creating innovative treats that appeal to Canada's diverse tastes," said Harry Pops, founder. "I started Happy Pops to bring all natural, handcrafted flavor to Canadians, so French's locally grown ketchup is a perfect pairing. I can't wait for people to try this condiment turn popsicle." This is a disgusting idea. We should not have ice pops that taste like ketchup. Danny, back to you.
I guess we're all done, right? We've solved all of it. We fixed everything. We've run out of runway.
Well, there's certainly no runway left for good pops, apparently.
Is this like when the International House of Pancakes was like, we're not pancakes anymore, we're burgers. And it was just to promote themselves for a second and get a stall talking.
It might be. I mean, it might be a way. I haven't mentioned French's on the show in a while. It might just be a way for them to get some pop.
My hope, good pun there. My hope is that this dies painfully. And everyone who's responsible for it has to make a public apology. No. Don't do this.
Yes, on the Beltway Blitz. It comes your way next. Teams and stories in town you care the most about, including a little preview of the NBA draft tonight. And at 5 o'clock, when we talk about the draft and the Wizards with Tony Massenberg, we're going to be giving away two tickets today to the GD Comedy Show that Danny's taking part in at the 9:30 Club, 7 p.m., coming up 4 days from now. So make sure you're listening at 5 if you want those tickets. We're Grant and Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.